I haven't in my life experienced easy decision-making on major decisions, but one of the simplest and clearest decisions I've had to make is this one, because circumstances dictated it. And I won't go into great detail. I'd be glad to talk with anyone individually, but Muriel, now, in the last couple of months, seems to be almost happy when with me, and almost never happy when not with me. In fact, she seems to feel trapped, becomes very fearful, sometimes almost terror, and when she can't get to me, there can be anger. She's in distress. But when I'm with her, she's happy and contented. And so I must be with her at all times. And the phrasing of the letter that I wrote and is quoted in the news release which might indicate that she needed me to be have nursing care all day or something like that, but that was not intended. It's just simply that I must be with her. You see, it's not only that I promised in sickness and in health till death do us part, and I'm a man of my word. But as I have said, I don't know with this group, but I've said publicly, it's the only fair thing. She sacrificed for me for 40 years to make my life possible. So, if I cared for her for 40 years, I'd still be in debt. However, there's much more. It's not that I have to, it's that I get to. I love her very dearly, and you can tell it's not easy to talk about in public. She's a delight. It's a great honor to care for such a wonderful person. But, and here's the good thing about the decision I had to make. Now I've told you about that. I think I'm all right. The good thing about it is that I didn't have to choose between my love for Muriel and my love for Columbia Bible College and Seminary. Because, you see, it's best for Columbia Bible College and Seminary. It's not good for any ministry to have a leader who is severely handicapped in this way. You would not do well with a remote control, part-time leadership. And so the decision is made equally out of concern for CBCS and love for this ministry.